L2 ended on a clear ceiling. In the Encode Then Fuse design, the vision encoder and the language model were trained separately, and the bridge between them was added afterward. Whatever cross-modal alignment the system has came from a fine-tuning step bolted onto pieces that grew up apart. That works well enough to power most vision language models in production today, but it leaves a real capability gap. A different design has emerged in the past 2 years, and it is where the frontier of multimodal AI is moving. Instead of training a vision model and a language model separately and then teaching them to talk to each other, you train one transformer on a mixed stream of text, image, audio, and video tokens from the very first training step. The modalities co-evolve during pre-training. There is no vision side and language side. There is one model learning to predict the next token, which might be a word, an image patch code, or an audio segment. That family is called natively multimodal. And this lesson is about how it works, what it buys you, and what it costs. The contrast in one picture. The architectural shift from L2 to here is sharp enough to draw side by side. Notice the absence of separate encoders in the native picture. The work of turning an image into something the transformer can read is pushed into the tokenizer, not a parallel encoder. Once everything is tokens, one model processes them all. How tokens for each modality get made. The trick that makes native multimodal possible is treating every modality as discrete tokens the transformer can attend to, like words. Text, standard subword tokens, BP, sentence piece, the same as any LLM. Images, a learned image tokenizer, boing, often a vector quantized autoencoder, VQVAE, or a more modern variant, breaks the image into patches and assigns each patch one of a few thousand discrete codes. An image becomes a sequence of visual words, each from a fixed vocabulary. Audio, a neural audio codec, encodec-style architectures and their descendants, discretizes audio into a stream of tokens at some sample rate. Video, typically frame-by-frame image tokens interleaved with temporal positional information, sometimes with motion-aware token compressions. The tokenizer designs matter enormously. A poor image tokenizer caps the model's visual quality at the tokenizer's reconstruction quality. Tokenizer design is itself a research field in this space. The training, one stream, one objective. Once every modality is tokens, the architecture is shockingly simple. One transformer trained on next token prediction over an interleaved stream of all modalities. A training example might look like, the model has no inherent notion that the first stretch is an image and the second is text. It is predicting the next token in a long sequence. And during pre-training, it sees so many interleaved sequences across modalities that its internal representations end up jointly aligned. The cross-modal interaction lives in every attention layer, not just at a bridge point. What native actually buys, the payoff of joint training is deeper cross-modal grounding, and it shows up in capabilities that bolted-on systems struggle with. Generation of any modality is first class. Because output is just next token prediction, a natively multimodal model can generate text, images, or audio with the same machinery. An Encode Then Fuse VLM typically generates text only, even if it accepts images. Low latency cross-modal interaction. When you talk to a natively multimodal model via voice, the audio path does not pass through a speech-to-text intermediate. The model attends directly to audio tokens and produces audio tokens. That is what makes the conversational latency feel like a conversation, rather than a pipeline. Fine-grained joint reasoning. A natively multimodal model can ground a phrase in a specific region of an image with much sharper precision than a bolted-on VLM, because the alignment is learned at every layer rather than via a coarse projector. Named examples where native multimodal is shipping. The natively multimodal family is well represented in current production systems and recent papers. Naming the canonical examples helps locate the design in the field. Chameleon, Meta, 2024, is the cleanest academic example, a transformer trained on interleaved text and image tokens, with a discrete image tokenizer and a single next token prediction objective end-to-end. Worth reading as the reference design. GPT-4o, OpenAI 2024, is the most widely felt example, an omni model handling text, image, and audio natively. The dramatic voice mode latency improvements relative to the earlier pipeline-based voice assistants are an architecture signal, not just an engineering one. Gemini, Google 2024 onward, was designed from the start as multimodal across text, image, audio, and video. The current research direction, including the work Victoria Lin presented at CS25 V6, is pushing further toward unified architectures where every modality is a first-class citizen with both input and output capability. What native multimodal costs? The native path is not free, and the costs are why Encode Then Fuse remains the practical choice for many systems. Tokenizer design is non-trivial. A bad image tokenizer caps visual quality before the transformer even gets to see the tokens. Encode Then Fuse can borrow off-the-shelf vision encoders. Native multimodal cannot avoid the tokenizer problem. Data requirements are higher. Native multimodal models must learn every modality from scratch in the same training run, which means they need much more aligned multimodal data than a system that can borrow a pre-trained LLM and a pre-trained VIT. Compute requirements are higher. You cannot reuse a pre-trained LLM the way Encode Then Fuse can. The joint training is expensive from the start. Output is expensive when it is non-text. Generating an image as discrete tokens can require thousands of token predictions in sequence. The same model that responds with a short text answer instantly might take several seconds to generate one image. Why this matters when you use AI. When you use GPT-4o's voice mode and the model responds with sub-second latency in a conversational tone, with timing, interruption, and emotional inflection that feel right, you are using a natively multimodal system. The qualitative smoothness of that interaction is structurally beyond what an Encode Then Fuse pipeline can produce, no matter how well engineered. As natively multimodal training scales, more capabilities cross this gap. Image and video generation as first-class outputs, fine-grained visual grounding, and the unified low-latency interaction patterns that define the next generation of consumer multimodal products. Common pitfalls and misconceptions. Native multimodal is just bigger Encode Then Fuse. No, the architectural choice is fundamentally different. One model trained jointly versus multiple models bridged after the fact. Scale alone does not bridge the gap. Native multimodal needs less data. The reverse is true. It cannot lean on pre-trained components, so it needs more aligned multimodal data to learn each modality from scratch. Native multimodal is always better. Not for every use case. Encode Then Fuse remains more efficient and more modular when you can leverage existing pre-trained models, and joint co-evolution is not the bottleneck. Native multimodal means the model understands modalities. It learns aligned statistical patterns across them. Joint training enables deeper grounding, not literal understanding. What you should remember: native multimodal trains one transformer on mixed modality tokens from the very first step, in contrast to Encode Then Fuse's separate then bridge architecture. Every modality is discretized into tokens: text via BPE, image via VQVAE, audio via neural codecs, video via frame tokens, so a single transformer can process them uniformly. The payoff is deeper joint grounding. First-class generation of any modality, low-latency cross-modal interaction, sharper fine-grained reasoning. The costs are real. Tokenizer design, data, compute, and output expense are all harder than for Encode Then Fuse. We now have the two dominant architectures for accepting multimodal inputs. The next lesson goes deeper on one specific capability built on top of these architectures: reasoning over multimodal inputs, how modern reasoning models use images and diagrams within chain of thought, deliberative alignment, and tool use.